This is the end of this book of an autobiography. Agatha Christie started writing this book at the age of 60 in the 1950s, which was arguably the pinnacle of her career and busiest time. Even so, she managed to churn out tens of thousands of words for the manuscript every year. By the time she finished it, she was already 75, enjoying the company of her husband Mallowan, daughter Rosalind, and grandson Matthew. In 1976, she passed away in Wallingford, Oxfordshire, at the age of 85. Her autobiography is a rollercoaster of emotion and gateway to her inner world. While she describes her childhood, travel experiences, and private life, her words are charged with genuine emotions. Her tone is casual and humorous, yet full of wisdom. Through her life stories, readers are given a window into the Queen of Crime's brilliant mind, the writer's psyche, and her Victorian English charm. Christie owed her optimistic and carefree character to her idyllic childhood. She inherited her father's generosity and her mother's wisdom, growing to believe in the good in people and society. In reaction to her failed first marriage and experience during wartime, she hated betrayal and war. She peppered her values and beliefs into her works, turning her misfortunes into the stories about seeking truth and bring culprits to justice, showing her readers that at the end of the day, kindness and righteousness always triumph over evil.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.